In case you missed it, the U.S. had to put its tail between its legs this past Sunday night. The USA lost in the World Cup of Softball to Japan. This marks the latest loss and a fall from global dominance for Team USA. Now, it's not good for the U.S., but some think it actually might be a good thing for the sport. True, softball has historically been dominated by the U.S., with the team winning 3 straight Olympics and 7 world championships. The International Olympic Committee actually noted this as a reason for pulling softball from the 2012 Olympics. Now the tables seem to be turning, and just as the IOC is preparing to vote on getting softball back into the Olympics. Don Porter is the president of the International Softball Federation. I know you support getting softball back into the Olympics, Don. We'll talk about that in a moment. But just as a moment for the U.S. team, what for you is Japan's win on Sunday all about?
Well, I think Japan has been doing this for quite some time now. It's not just last week at the World Cup of Softball, but they, of course, won the last Olympics that softball was in Beijing. They won the gold medal there. They won the last Women's World Championship. They, of course, won the World Cup.
I think most Americans think of softball as a, you know, kind of a fun pastime between friends, sometimes more competitive. But I don't think of softball as having an international dimension. Tell us a bit about the world of international softball and its culture.
Well, softball's been played on an international basis probably over 40 years now. When it first started in 1965, Women's World Championship in Melbourne, Australia, which really got softball off the ground internationally. And it went from there and continued on up through the Olympic era in 96 in Atlanta, and then, of course, it's Sydney in 2000, Athens 2004, and Beijing 2008. So it's come wide circle.
Take us back to 2005 when softball was dropped from the Olympics. Why did that happen, and how has softball internationally been affected by being dropped by the Olympics?
Well, we're really not sure why it happened. There were a lot of reasons that floated around. One, of course, was what we just talked about, which was the competition level of our sport. But I don't think that really was the reason. I think the reason was that the International Olympic Committee wanted to see the possibility of other sports being on the program. It's hard really to say. I think maybe one of the things might have been that our sport hadn't developed globally as much as the IOC wanted to see it. And that's what we're trying to do now. I think we've got a great opportunity here with our friends in baseball to open some doors. We have almost 65 million boys, girls, men and women that play our sports.
What do you think is the realistic future of the Olympic bid?
Well, I think we have a good chance. We're optimistic. We have two tough competitors in squash and wrestling. And, you know, that's the final 3 sports that'll go before the IOC session in September.
So it seems the U.S.-Japan rivalry is a pretty big international rivalry in softball. But what other international players are in that mix?
Well, we have a lot of other excellent players. Australia's got a very strong team. China, Japan, in addition to Taiwan. Canada's very strong. Netherlands, Czech Republic, Russia. Those teams are all improving greatly from a competitive standpoint. And as I said, we want to open doors in some of the Middle East countries. We have an indoor softball game that we think is great for young Muslim women. And we're opening a door in Iraq and Iran and Kuwait, places like that that we think are good opportunities to get our sport into play where, you know, currently it's not known or hasn't been played in some time.
Don Porter, president of the International Softball Federation. Great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you again for the opportunity.